You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes!
Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
What's up, Delaney? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, that's not sustainably working so well. Give that a little...
There you go.
Oh, no, bad.
No, get. Got me? How about that?
That's great. It's good. Good. That's great. Right there. It's good.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm really well, thanks.
Wonderful world of food. Wonderful world of food on the radio.
Food.
You. What were you doing yesterday? Sounds quite interesting.
Yesterday, I went along to Dominion Road Primary for Garden to Table with Almighty Juice. So Almighty Juice, they're good guys who make delicious juices. And they have a garden squad, so they take different people along. Basically just volunteer their time at different primary schools around...
You're part of the squad, are you?
Yeah, became part of the squad. And the kids, so we were with 7 and 8-year-olds, and they spend half the class, half the class go into the garden and harvest the vegetables from the garden, which is run by volunteers, and half are in the kitchen and make lunch for everyone.
And where is the garden? In the school?
At the schools, yeah. So the schools that sign up for it have a really awesome veggie garden, and the kids learn about growing their own food and then cooking it. So I was in the kitchen, put to work.
How do they keep that? How do they make sure that do they have like one kid a day who gets to do scarecrow duty or something?
No, they have volunteer adults, usually parents of the school, that maintain the garden.
Especially parents of the school.
And then the garden and kids, it's all supervised. So, you know, they've got their garden lesson for sort of an hour or so.
We made
rhubarb cordial, which was delicious.
Cordial.
I wanted to add.
I thought rhubarb was poisonous. You had to be careful; you didn't get poisoned.
The leaves are poisonous.
All right, right.
You'd be correct, but the.
See, that would have freaked. If I was a kid, that'd be cool.
Can you make
like
poison from the leaves and stuff?
Yeah,
you
could. Maybe,
yes.
Yeah. But the
what? Hang on a second. What?
Sarah was just mumbling about poisoning people.
Do you want a coffee,
people.
Mikey?
I've seen it. Let's just go to see if I get you a special drink. Slowly and surely. Have another coffee. Have a coffee every day for the next 30 days. don't look well. Oh, yeah. But she's like, have another coffee. Then I'm going to pick a bell. I've seen women who poison.
Because it's just women, eh?
Well, no, there's a TV show called Women Who Poison.
Really?
Yeah.
My Lord.
So it's mostly women, apparently.
Well, the rhubarb cordial was delicious.
Okay, good.
And
I was thinking as a kid that would be really. I just had a drink of coffee just because subliminally. I do feel a bit tired. But kids would find that really exciting. The fact that if you didn't do it right, you could
definitely.
Get poor, you
know, and the leaves are enormous as well. They're sort of like, you know, 3 times the size of a kid's head. So they're holding them up by the stalks like umbrellas. And,
don't poison me!
Rhubarb crumble.
That was cute.
Hot damn.
Yeah, rhubarb crumble's a good one. So rhubarb's good at the moment. Cake, chuck it in a cake, I reckon. But the cordial, you just sort of make a sugar syrup with it in there and then put it through a sieve. Add gin to that and a bit of sparkling water, I reckon you'd be having
it. You didn't do that at the school, though, did you?
No, absolutely not.
No. From garden to table to ambulance.
No. Definitely not.
No, okay.
After school.
What is the taste of rhubarb?
Rhubarb's quite tart. So you usually have to sweeten it.
It tastes like a cranberry, sort of that.
Yeah, a bit more mellow.
Yeah, a bit more mellow.
It's really good stewed with cinnamon and orange zest rhubarb, or a bit of vanilla. The caker actually has a great recipe for a cake that you can use any fruit. You just chuck on at the end and sort of squash in to the cake mix and then bake. And I've done that with rhubarb a few times to great success.
Cake and bake,
cake and bake.
And so what else have we been doing food-wise? That's a pretty cool thing to be doing.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. Good way to spend a morning. I've also been, you know, eating.
Yeah,
as usual.
Because it's restaurant month.
It is Auckland restaurant month.
Every month is restaurant month, really.
That's true, but
traditionally August is quiet for hospitality establishments. So
yeah, so that's what they call it. They call it restaurant month to try and perk it up. Is that right?
Yeah, and the same with in Wellington. They've done the same thing. They've got that food festival down there to try and get people excited about eating out.
It's good though. It works in your favour if you're a punter. You get lots of special offers, lots of things to entice you along.
Yeah. So in Auckland, heart of the city, run Restaurant Month, so it's the CBD, and they've got heaps of set menus. So there's $25, $40, or $55, and each of them offers sort of different things at different places.
Oh, wow.
So I picked out my favourites. I actually went along to one on Tuesday night, date night. Went to Le Chef in town. There it is. And We had three courses.
What's it, Louise Le Chef?
It's Vulcan Lane.
The Chef.
Yeah.
Le Chef. Vulcan Lane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Upper or lower?
Upper.
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 Yeah, sure.
Just check my
brains.
Yeah,
it's good. I'm looking it up now, and all it says is Vulcan Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good. It was a $55 3-course dinner. So, you know, it's
drinks.
Pretty good value. You had to buy drinks on top of that.
Yeah. Do you drink when you go out? Are you an alcohol drinker when you go out? When you go to a meal?
Usually, yes.
Yeah, see, I'm not. So it saves me a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when you're not drinking, it definitely does.
Yeah.
I was driving, so I think, was I that night? You know, just have one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. But I think with the $55, I had a look at the list, and I reckon the best value is Masu in Federal Street, Japanese.
Oh.
They're doing a $55. And I think bang for your buck, Masu can be quite expensive to eat at generally.
Yeah.
I quite like going there just for one drink and a snack.
Sure.
But yeah, the $55 menu there looks really good. And I think the other really good value, if you're feeling super fancy, is Clooney is doing a $100 meal. And that's like a
I haven't heard about Clooney for a while. But Clooney's still rocking the party.
They've got a new chef since this year. He was at Noma in Copenhagen when it was best restaurant in the world. He's become Jacob Kerr is his name. He's awesome, and he's become obsessed with New Zealand ingredients, foraging, using interesting, weird, wacky things,
right.
And applying it to that fine dining context. And yeah, I went there a few months ago, and it was impeccable.
Impeccable.
Yeah,
that is a good review.
Yeah,
And $100 for a
it's multi courses. It might be even six or seven.
Shiver me Tims.
Yeah. So that
Shiver me Tims.
But we've only got, I mean, it's only August until next week.
Yeah, only got 7 days, 7 days, eight including today left.
Yeah.
And if
there's all sorts there.
If you're
it's
not
look.
Quite up for a date night at a $55 price point, there are many restaurants offering $25 set menu price point as well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
get onto the Heart of the City website and have a hone, because there's over 100 restaurants with special offers in those set menus.
I noticed on the final of MasterChef, because a few people in the house were watching the finals of MasterChef, one of the dudes there just consistently making an ice cream of some type or another. Is it as easy as that? Someone just texted in rhubarb ice cream, question mark.
Yeah.
How easy is it just to knock out an ice cream with?
Well, you need an ice cream maker. You need something to churn it and keep it cold.
Is that the main thing, the churning?
Yeah.
Of
so I've got a couple of recipes for ice cream that don't involve a churner.
You mean no churn ice cream.
I do mean that. They use sort of liqueurs, but a limoncello one is really good. But it's a much softer consistency than your usual ice cream. But I've got friends that have bought an ice cream maker, and like that, once you've got it, they just go crazy.
Like
different fruits all the time, different
warmed
flavors.
Up candle ice cream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, cheese toasty ice cream.
Yeah.
It tastes quite nice.
Probably would.
What? Yeah, mousetrap ice cream?
Bit bready, bit cheesy.
Bit marmite-y.
Delicious.
Ice cream.
Rhubarb ice cream would be great. You just need to.
Mousetrap ice cream would be right, wouldn't it?
Well, there's a place in Hamilton called Duck Island. They make amazing ice cream, and they do fairy bread. So they actually butter white supermarket bread and cover it with hundreds and thousands and then mulch it into the ice cream mix. It's delicious.
Now, and then do they do a family follow-up sort of thing over the next couple of years to see how your family's health goes after that?
I don't know. Chunks of
fairy
butter.
Fairy bread gives me that. That's
chunks
the,
of bread.
Just chunks of white bread with some lots of butter on to hold on the hundreds and thousands, which are
delicious.
So much sugar in supermarket white bread as well, so makes sense.
Mm.
That'd get you amped, wouldn't it, for your kid for about a minute and a half, and then just a massive plummeting
crash.
ADD come down. Yep, terrible.
Tantrums, crashes.
Tantrums and crashes.
It's like when the Red Bull arrives Flying here
up.
In the BFM offices. Everybody's happy for about 30 seconds, and then it's just disaster.
It's good stuff.
Thanks, Red Bull.
Any queries on the Master Delaney website?
Is this rhubarb ice cream? Question mark, but the Ask Delaney email, the best one we had in over the course of the past week was, how do I, there you are, thank you, how do I keep the good stuff in veggies, which I don't enjoy, but I know I should eat, without eating them raw, full stop, gross, full stop.
Well, thanks for your message, caller, reader, writer?
Writer.
how do I keep the good stuff in veggies? So that's a... There's a bit of truth to that, you know, you get most nutrients when veggies are raw, but not with all vegetables. So some yeah, some benefit from cooking. Potatoes, for example.
Potatoes.
But if you're worried about sort of getting your leafy green intake, which I presume, I presume they're talking about, you know, greens and things. Smoothies are a good one. If you can be bothered cleaning your blender, that's my only problem with smoothies. I'm really lazy.
Tariq, we would advocate for smoothies. Juices. You're not ruining things by blitzing them. It's still, you're getting the goodness.
Yeah, I reckon. But I'd chuck a handful of baby spinach into my banana smoothie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just earthen it up a little bit.
Earthy.
But the other good, really good way to use up veggies is, I reckon, is a frittata. Or a fridge tartar, as my sister calls it. Chucking everything in from the fridge that's left. Bit of feta or a bit of any kind of cheese really will really salvage a frittata. That's a great way to get your greens. Just fill it full of like seasonal green veggies, spinach, all of that, bit of feta on top.
And that's quite a low heat as well, so you're not blitzing whatever you've put in it.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, Delaney, thank you very much. That's been a full and frank. Food segment this week. We look forward to having you back again next week. Any hints as you leave as to yummy treats to be found in the town?
Yummy treats around town.
Yeah.
Ooh, you put me on the spot.
Perhaps maybe a little a tasty biscotti somewhere, or perhaps maybe
it's not 1998.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something that I was actually thinking of.
Melting moments. They're my favourite.
Macaroons is what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of a magic macaron. I was thinking something to rhyme with magic macaroon.
Macarons, Mian on Fort Street, also in Britomart.
I kind of think macaroons are a little bit done as well. They're a bit 2 years ago.
I think that too, but I actually ate one. I actually got one for my birthday, I think, and I ate it, and it was delicious.
And I ate it.
It was yum.
And it was good.
It was actually really yum.
Awesome.
By Delaney. Tough. Can you bring us back a Melbourne favourite?
Yes, I will.
Are you going to Melbourne?
Yes.
Oh, City of Food.
City of Food.
You tell you what, you find a bad restaurant in Melbourne and that itself is a find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited.
Thank you, Delaney. See you next week.
See you later.
Nom 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.